I'm Kurt Anderson. Exactly 4 years ago, almost all the big TV networks were about to launch new series about the CIA and their ilk. It was kind of weird. I took it at the time as prime evidence that the Cold War was really over and we'd entered a new cultural era in which the CIA was more interesting as a fictional venue than a real thing. In the show we aired the first week of September 2001, this is what I said. Today, there's no raging foreign policy debate or any great ideological divide between the anti-communists and the anti-anti-communists. Today, the CIA just doesn't matter as much as it used to. Maybe it will again. We all know what happened a week later. Suddenly, the CIA and all kinds of spooks and soldiers and agents once again mattered very much. Two of those new series from that 2001 season, Alias and 24, are still on the air. But for a long time after 9/11, the entertainment business declined to gin up any more TV series or movies along the same lines. Until now. The period of mourning or wimpiness or reluctance to seem exploitative, whatever it was, is officially over in Hollywood.
The terrorists aboard Flight 93 spent 2 years and thought they had planned for everything.
Half the major studios have films about 9/11 in the works now, and on cable TV, we'll soon get two docudramas about Flight 93, the hijacked plane the passengers brought down in Pennsylvania on 9/11.
Now the Discovery Channel reconstructs the story of 40 heroes.
And ABC is producing a six-hour miniseries about the attacks.
Did you just ask me to be your vice president?
And on ABC this fall, we'll also have Commander-in-Chief about a female president dealing with, among other things, Islamic terror threats.
This is not the time for...
A woman in the Oval Office.
A woman as the leader of the free world.
What goes on behind these walls has always been classified.
And a new show called E-Ring on NBC. Dennis Hopper as a Pentagon general dealing with Iraq and Islamic terrorism.
Sunday mornings at the Pentagon, can't you just feel the love?
E-Ring, NBC Wednesdays this fall.
I could go on. The head of NBC Entertainment actually said this, quote, "It just makes you feel like lemmings. These are paranoid times. That was one of our themes," he said as they were developing shows for NBC's new season. Does the public really crave a dramatic diet that reflects the unrelieved anxiety and paranoia of the real world so literally and relentlessly? All terror all the time? The conventional wisdom is that at moments like this, people want fun, fantasy, escapism, like screwball comedies were during the Great Depression and Bugs Bunny cartoons during World War II. But maybe the truth is somewhere in between. Look at the movie box office from this summer. What were the two biggest hits? Two fantasies. But fantasies about terror and doom and fighting the good fight. The final Star Wars installment with its anti-Iraq war subtext and The War of the Worlds, the ultimate paranoid apocalypse tale. So these days we're pretty terrified in real life. But apparently, we really do want our entertainment to make us even more intensely terrified for an hour or two. As long as, in the end, the good guys, the Jedi, the humans, the Americans, win. I'm Kurt Anderson. You've been listening to Studio 360, and I do hope you'll join us again for next week's show.